On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
A man's been charged with the attempted murder of a 67-year-old woman in Deal. She remains in a serious condition in hospital after an altercation at a house in Halliday Drive in Walmer on Tuesday night. The 63-year-old from the town is said to know the victim and is due in court this afternoon. A Dartford teenager accused of killing his stepdad with a single punch during an argument about pocket money has been told he'll no longer face a murder charge. Colin Payne, who was a national squash champion, collapsed and died from a serious brain injury at a house in Sackville Road last November. 18-year-old Douglas Herridge denies murder. The Shadow Cabinet's meeting this afternoon to finalise Labour's election manifesto just hours after the draft was leaked. The 43-page document includes plans to scrap university tuition fees in England and renationalise Royal Mail and the railways. Nicola's got an update on the general election campaign.
Well, the draft manifesto was leaked to some newspapers last night ahead of a meeting in London this afternoon where the final document will be signed off. It also promises more money for the NHS and keeping Trident. Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell says its policies will give Britain a stronger economy that works for everyone.
The railways renationalisation has been Labour Party policy for a number of years, because that means when the franchises run out, you bring them back into public ownership. In fact, they are in public ownership at the moment, but they're owned by usually other foreign states.
Critics, though, say it would take the country back to the 70s. The Conservatives have described it as a shambles, and Lib Dem leader Tim Farron says it won't work.
The Labour manifesto ceased to have any meaning whatsoever the moment that Jeremy Corbyn backed UKIP and Theresa May in taking us towards the most extreme version of Brexit without any questions asked. It means that there will not be the money available to afford even the modest ambition that might be in that manifesto.
His party have said today the UK should take in 50,000 more Syrian refugees, costing around £4.3 billion. The Green Party is promising to end the dominance of the big six energy companies, and UKIP leader Paul Nuttall says his party will target Labour and Tory seats where high numbers of people voted for Brexit.
KMFM News.
BT has announced plans to axe around 4,000 jobs over the next 2 years. The cuts have been announced as the telecoms giant reports a 19% fall in annual profits to £2.4 billion. Sky's business correspondent Adam Parsons says it's down to a number of factors.
This accounting scandal they've had in Italy, a whopping great fine from Ofcom, over £40 million. And the third thing is the changing nature of their business, moving away from big physical infrastructure and more into digital.
Three women have appeared in court charged with preparing a terrorist act and conspiracy to murder. They were arrested in Kent and London last month. Following several raids, all three have been remanded in custody to appear at the Old Bailey a week tomorrow. More details have emerged today about what caused a sickness bug at a council-run swimming pool in Medway. Around 120 people were taken ill after visiting splashes in Raynham last October. A report from Public Health England has found chlorine levels were dangerously low and staff didn't follow proper procedures. And Fern McCann has broken down in tears while talking about the support she's had from fans since confirming she's pregnant. In her first TV appearance since her ex-boyfriend was arrested for an acid attack at a nightclub in London, she told This Morning she's going to be the best possible mum she can be. She also said reading messages from other single parents has helped her a lot. And that's the latest news this lunchtime. Joe's got the sport now and starting with an update on the cricket.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Superb sheds. Mention KMFM for a 5% discount.
Well, in cricket in Kent have suffered another defeat in the One Day Cup. The Spitfires could only reach 264 for 9 from their 50 overs, replying to Gloucestershire's 275 at Bristol. It comes as South African Wayne Pennell has told KMFM he'd love to play for Kent again. The bowler's spent the past month at the club, 8 years after his last spell there. The 27-year-old says it was great meeting up with the players again.
I've obviously been there before, so I know what to expect. I know what the club is all about, which obviously makes it a little bit easier for me just coming in and just fitting in. And also the group of guys that you have here. Really, really easy guys to work with.
Football and Arsenal are now just 3 points behind fourth place Manchester City in the Premier League. A 2-0 win at Southampton also took Arsene Wenger's side above Manchester United into fifth. Meantime, it'll be Real Madrid against Juventus in next month's Champions League final in Cardiff. Real overcame City rivals Atletico 4-2 on aggregate.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.